Well, hey, yeah, that's right. This is Clint. It's the Day at the Beach. It's podcast number 30. Can you believe that? Anyway, going to start off with a couple new CDs that I've gotten recently. One by Chum, one by the Retroliners. A little different pace on both of them. In fact, I'm going to play all sorts of different varieties of instrumental slash surf music today. Hope you enjoy. As always, you can let me know that. I welcome your comments. So let's start off with some brand new Chum. The CD is called Fighting Words, and the song is called Heartburn and Goosebumps. It is a Day at the Beach number 30. We'll be right back. Those were the Nematodes out of Austin, Texas, with a song called Rancho Cucamonga from a little three-song CD, EP, whatever you call it. Ironic Hypersonic was the name of that little collection of tunes by the Nematodes. Before that, we heard from the Tomorrow Men from a brand new CD called It's About Time. The song was Run, Ripley, Run. And Tomorrow Men, consisting of Mycroft Alloy on guitar, Skiles Engstrom on bass, Quark Parsec on guitar, and Grommet X on the drums. Those were the Tomorrow Men. Before that, the Retroliners, again, a brand new CD. Tomorrow Men, also brand new. Retroliners, brand new. The Character Social Club's the name of the CD, along with a little subtitle of Tango, Twist, and Twang. All 15 songs have a main title and then a little subtitle in parentheses. We heard BTO, Boogie Twist Overdrive. Kind of fun. Some of the songs on this back-to-back are Methane Jane, Signora Amora, and Marco Martini. Might be getting to one of those in the weeks to come. And one other brand new CD, this time by Chum. Fighting Words is the name of the CD. We heard Heartburn and Goosebumps. And in keeping with the eclectic nature of this show, I'm going to go out west and do a little riding on the range with the man from RavCon. This is 3 miles from Durango. Thank you.
each other.
Thank you.
nice little song there by Martin Scalia of Australia. Brand new CD called Surfersaurus. The song was Twilight Surfer. And you heard it right here on A Day at the Beach. Podcast number 30, by the way. Let's see here. Before that, we heard The Riptides. They're out of the LA area. And a CD that's a couple years old called The Wetter the Better. And we heard Hang 11. A band from, I believe, Belgium, The Killer Bananas, with a couple Z's on the end. We heard the title track from the CD, Frutti di Mare. And who else? From Japan, The El Caminos, off their CD, Surfer's Lounge. Heard a song called Orchada, which is a favorite beverage around the Beechwood household. And let's see, started the set off with The Man from Ravcon Rides Again with 3 miles from Durango. I have a sister-in-law in Durango, Colorado. So this song goes out to her. Like she's really listening. Right, Joni? Alrighty, moving on. I'm just a little unorganized here. Danny Amos, a couple years ago, put a band together called Mexican Chili Taco Fiesta. And last song off of this CD is called Liftoff, and it is a Danny Amos song. This goes out to Danny. Hope he's feeling well these days. Know a lot of benefits are going out for Danny. Danny of Low Straight Jackets mainly, but in this case, it's Mexican Chili Taco Fiesta with Liftoff.
We'll be right back.
Alrighty. That's the Thirst and Lava Tube out of the UK, off their CD. And these guys, I've always referred to the Thirst and Lava Tube as the Monty Python of surf music. The CD is entitled The Thoughtful Sounds of Bat Smuggling. The song we heard was Hair and Plants. Probably about 5 years old, maybe seven. Alrighty. Before that, from Belgium, Speedball Jr. did a song called Sudden Billy from their CD For the Broad-Minded. Low Straitjackets and another Danny Amos song. Played a couple Danny Amos songs back to back there. Had Low Straitjackets doing Jetty Motel from their The Utterly Fantastic and Totally Unbelievable Sounds of Low Straitjackets. And that set started off with the other Danny Amos song in the group. From the band Mexican Chili Taco Fiesta, we heard Liftoff. Okay, it's a day at the beach. It's number 30. As always, give me a holler if you care to comment on the show, on the songs, on the presentation. And it will be well received, honest. Alrighty, a lot of bands coming to town this weekend, the big Surf Guitar 101 convention. One of them is the Razorblades. And one of the many cool songs off their CD, Gimme Some Noise, is Your Muffin Top Looks Kinda Sexy. These are the Razorblades on A Day at the Beach.
Thank you.
the Astroglides right here on A Day at the Beach, podcast number 30. That was the Adventures of Rabbi Jacob. Comes from the Astroglides CD, Channel Surfing with the Astroglides. As I grab my playlist here, the Surfliners before that. That CD probably goes back about 10 years, the Surfliners. We heard a song called Rialito Rendezvous from their CD, Where's the Surf? I think that was popular when the Where's the Beef commercial was going around. And the Razorblades with Your Muffin Top Looks Kinda Sexy from their CD, Give Me Some Noise. Razorblades coming to town here in just a couple days. So looking forward to that. They've been playing up and down the West Coast here for about a week, maybe even a week and a half. So looking forward to the Razorblades and Slacktone up in Fullerton here in a couple days. Alrighty, no giveaways this time around. I don't know why not. I've got a couple over here. I should do something clever to make you earn a free CD. Maybe next time I'll be a little more diligent at something like that. So, and if I had that clip from Saturday Night Live where Christopher Walken insists that Will Ferrell, who is playing with Blue Oyster Cult, gives him more cowbell. Well, if there was such a song in the world of surf music, it would be this one by the Brainwashers from their CD, Be Careful With That Surfboard. The song is called Stacy. So let's hear it for the cowbell, all right? We'll be right back. right. This is going to wrap up podcast number 30 for A Day at the Beach. Here it is, August 9th, 2011. Hopefully I'll get this uploaded today for your listening enjoyment. Those are the Verb Tones from Oregon with Flight of the Vampire off their Vampiro Classic CD out of 2004. So what's that, about 7 years ago. And once again, the Brainwashers with Stacy before that. I'm going to wrap the show up from the Infrared CD, the Infrared self-titled CD there. I'm going to play Death to the Private Eyes. Rory Fortune on guitar, Matt is on drums, and Joe Doe is playing bass on this particular record by the Infrareds. Thanks again for listening, everybody, and as always, feel free to comment with your, feel free to give me some feedback, you know what I mean? You know what I'm trying to say here? Hope you enjoy the podcast. Let me know, and I've got a mailing list here if you want to get on it and be notified when the podcasts are released. All right. Thanks again for listening. Podcast number 30 is all wrapped up here, except for this cute little song by the Infrareds. My name is Clint Beachwood. I'll see you next time.